This is Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. It's always an exciting time for local theater in the San Joaquin Valley, but there's been recently some new announcements on that front. New productions as well. Here to tell us more is Donald Monroe. He's the arts reporter and theater critic for the Fresno Bee. Donald, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I want to start with some of the things that are going on right now before we get to the big Broadway and Fresno announcements and some of the other things that are coming later in 2016. You wrote a really rave review about The Glass Menagerie, which is right now in production at Second Space Theater in the Tower District. Why are you such a big fan of this production?
You know, I thought it was really a fine production. J. Daniel Herring is the director, and he was able to do a production that is restrained and quiet, and yet one of the most powerful versions of this show that I've ever seen. And Amelia Ryan, who portrays the lead character, is just terrific.
And this is a classic Tennessee Williams
Absolutely
play.
Classic. If you haven't seen it, this is the production to see, I think.
One of your favorites in the last year or so?
It's definitely one of my favorites of the year. It is just really well directed, has a great ensemble cast. Stephen Weatherby and Alyssa Gaynor are really great in the supporting roles. And I just think it really captures what Williams was trying to do without the histrionics that we so often associate with that title.
What are some of the other productions either playing currently or recently that have sort of caught your eye?
Well, you know, Good Company is on a roll right now. I just saw The Little Mermaid, and I'm actually kind of scooping myself because the review has not posted, but they do a terrific job in terms of costume, scenic design, really some creative things that happen on that small stage. I mean, we all know that Roger Rockus is not a big Broadway house, and they have to figure out innovative ways to make things work in that very small space. And this show visually is just a delight.
There's also the big national touring companies that come to town. The Broadway and Fresno series down at the Sorian Theater brings a number of programs. Ragtime was just there. You saw that show. What was your take on that touring production?
I thought Ragtime was a solid production. I don't think it was quite as strong as some of the national tours that I've seen in terms of vocals. But emotionally, that show just means so much right now. It's actually a reminder that things haven't really changed in 110 years. It's like you're dealing with issues like racism and immigration and economic inequality and all those kind of buzzwords that we're using today. Now, the sound in the show, like many of the shows that come through the Sorian, was just kind of so-so. I remind people that the Sorian doesn't actually come with a sound system. The tour that comes in has to bring in its sound engineers and figure out a sound design for it. Some are more successful than others.
Is that uncommon for a theater of that size with those sorts of productions?
From what I gather, most of the time these national tours come in and they don't use the house system. They have to design their own. And it does work at the Sorian. I mean, if you saw Wicked, they brought in a killer sound system and were able to make that show work. So it can be done. It's just a little tricky.
And I imagine it's tricky going into a new house. You're only there for a few days.
Absolutely. It's got to be one of the hardest jobs in the sound design business.
So speaking of shows that are coming there, there are new shows that have just been announced for this next season, 2016 into 2017. It's amazing we're talking about
exactly
2017 already. But what can theater goers expect touring productions coming to town?
Well, you know, next season is not quite as exciting as this season. We do have Phantom of the Opera, which is coming in October, but that's actually technically part of this season.
Okay.
And then they just made an announcement for the next season. We got shows like Dirty Dancing. So, you know,
not
maybe
quite Wicked.
Maybe not quite Wicked. I'm still waiting for The Lion King. I think that would be the big, huge Broadway show that has not made it here yet.
Given that Wicked did so well when it was here, was that a signal to the industry that this market can support it? Or is Wicked just such an outlier? You know, now you're talking about Hollywood adaptation and everything.
I think it's a great sign that they were able to bring in Phantom just after Wicked, because they know that this market can support basically a 2-week run for, you know, a sit down 2-week run for a musical. And so I think that's a good sign.
That was certainly a historic occasion. Before we go, other local productions that are coming to town, or not so much coming to town, but produced by locals.
Yeah. You know, one that I wanted to highlight is a show at Fresno State that's called Blue Willow, and that is an original play, and that opens May 6th. And it's pretty much like the Valley's Grapes of Wrath, is how it's just been described to me. It's about two migrant families that come to the Valley. It's set in the Great Depression, but it sort of tells the story of that time locally. And J. Daniel Herring, one of my favorite directors, is also directing that, and I have high hopes for it. I think it'll be really intriguing.
Well, we'll look forward to that at Fresno State and all of these productions that come throughout the Valley. Donald Monroe, you can read his commentary in the Fresno Bee. He's the theater critic and arts reporter for the Bee. You can find him online at fresnobee.com. Donald, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.